Good morning. This morning, before we begin our practice, I thought I'd talk a little bit about our sense of smell and why it's so powerful to create motivation quick and easy. So there's our script up at the top of the room. Hi, Yvette. How are you this morning? And I often ask, do you have a favorite aroma? Is there something that you find motivating and energizing? Many people find a citrus aroma motivating and empowering and gives energy. Some people find things like peppermint motivating and energizing. So the technique that I use, you can choose to use things like essential oils, but they're not required. So our sense of smell is so very powerful, and I wanted to take a moment to share that with you before we begin our practice today. So this is a 60-second reset technique that I use and love to create motivation. And usually there's others here with me hosting, but summertime for us means being in the outdoors, being in nature, and all kinds of stuff like that. So I was recently reading about forest bathing. And it was a book I got by a scientist. It was at a botanical garden, and I thought, oh, this looks interesting. This is nice. So I thought I'd read it, and it's by a scientist, a Japanese scientist, on a practice called forest bathing that's popular in Japan. So even in the cities, they have places where there are trees so that they can practice forest bathing. And I found it kind of ironic and fascinating that at about halfway through the book, he started talking about aromatherapy and the connection between forest bathing and aromatherapy, and specifically the aroma of trees. So they're finding that it's not simply aroma that rejuvenates in the forest, it is the aroma specifically of trees, which I found fascinating. I love when I'm on a hike to grab some pine needles and rub them between my hands. And pine is one of my favorite, most energizing scents. It's very energetic aroma. So yeah, if you feel like typing in the chat, if not, that's okay. Hi, Daphne. My co-hosts are probably out camping or hiking. That's what we do in the summer. So the rooms are like this, a little bit odd in the summer. But thank you for joining me. So our practice this morning involves using our sense of smell. And again, you can choose to use essential oils. There's four steps, and I outline them in my free guide up at the top of the room if you don't have it already. And we use our sense of smell. So these four steps have a direct connection with our mind-body-emotion connection. It's based in neuroscience. So neuroscience is the science of our nervous system, our brain, and the all the nervous system that winds throughout our body, communicating to our body from our brain. But 80% of the communication on this system is communication back to our brain. And so our body sends information as to our state of being back to the brain. 80% of the traffic on this neural network is feedback to the brain as to our state of being. And the whole purpose of our, well, not the whole purpose, but one of the main purposes of our nervous system is to inform our brain how safe we feel. So our system, a lot of people know about fight and flight. There's a purpose to that. There's a point to that. It is our way of detecting what feels unsafe to us and letting our brain know you need to do something. You need to take action. You need to either fight or get out of the situation. And so sometimes you can choose one or the other. They're both correct. Sometimes you can just choose a blend of both, where you say something like, well, if you continue to yell at me, I'm going to end the conversation. You know, so that's a blend of both fight and flight. But the key is to respond to that information before it escalates and it becomes chronic and ongoing But in our world today, it's very often difficult to respond to the signal of fight and flight, and we're so used to just stuffing it down and moving along, and that's what creates nervous system dysregulation. So this is one technique that helps with all of that, balancing our emotions, being able to calm ourselves down in a quick and easy way, and using our breath and our mind to help center, focus, and be able to actually take some action to self-protect. Even in a stressful work environment, I had a very stressful work environment, and I didn't know of this technique at the time, but I can see how some of what I had done and learned about helped me at that time to sort of do the same thing, just not in a outline practice sort of way, if that makes sense. So what we'll do this morning is just experiment with one situation that right now for you feels a little bit overwhelming, frustrating, or confusing. So when you have your situation, when the room is full of people and co-hosts, we can sometimes long press our profile and give an emoji to indicate you can certainly do that. Daphine, am I saying your name right? And Marie, oh, there she goes. If you feel like indicating otherwise, I'll just flow through at the normal pace. It takes about 60 seconds to connect and then breathe, and we'll see what happens. So when you think of your situation, if you want to indicate that you have it, there might be several, just choose one. And when you have it, if you want to indicate, you can. If not, I'll just flow onto the next step. So our next step is identifying what emotions come up for you. So things like overwhelm, frustration, and confusion are conditions. Underneath those are emotions. So let's back up a step and inquire, is there some sort of concern or worry? Is it more irritation or that kind of thing? Or is there some sort of sadness? So just notice, I stick with the basic emotions that you teach toddlers. Fear, sadness, anger, and happy. If we were happy about the situation, it wouldn't be overwhelming, frustrating, or confusing. Although you can feel mixed emotions, you can be happy about a situation at the same time, feel some concern, like maybe you're starting a new job or moving to a new location. So just notice your emotions. And when you're ready, let's inquire where in your body feels the tightness, the tension, the heaviness of those emotions and that situation. Do you notice something happening in your gut, your upper or lower back, your feet, maybe your head or neck, shoulders? Just notice, tune in. Tuning into our body is one way to begin to strengthen our interoception, noticing what's happening on the inside and what our body is feeding back to the brain actively that we may not notice. So just notice what your body is telling your brain. And once you have that, back up one final step. And what is happening with those thoughts? What's that inner voice circling about? I don't know what to do. This is too much. I'm excited but nervous. Whatever is happening for you, notice those thoughts without judgment. We call them negative. We call them limiting. That's not entirely accurate. It's a good bit of information that we want to welcome and become curious about. Oh yeah, that is overwhelming. I remember a couple times how I felt like that, Daphne. Wow, yeah. So, all right. So now that you're fully connected to all those thoughts and all those emotions and what's happening in your body, if you'd like to use essential oils, you can. If you would like to use just your breath, you're welcome to do that. If you have something like an herbal tea bag or some herbs and spices, maybe you're out and about and can grab a leaf off a tree
or maybe you're just driving and have your morning beverage with you. Whatever's happening, just grab something fresh, natural, and botanical. So not a candle or hand lotion kind of thing. Just something that is normally found in nature. If you have something like an herbal tea bag or something, we want to transfer the aroma to a palm of our hands. Hello, Coach Destiny. How are you today? We just finished connecting mind, body, and emotion, about to begin our breathing practice. So you can transfer the aroma to your hands, crush the, even if it's dried leaves, herbal tea bag sort of thing, crush it in your palms to release the natural aroma. I'm doing well. Thank you for typing in the chat, Coach Destiny. All right, so once you have the aroma on your palms, if you're using oils, go ahead and roll a little bit on your palm. Rub your palms together to create a little warmth. Place your hands over your nose like a little tent and take some gentle, deep breaths in and out. Nice, even count in, nice, even count out. And if you are using just the breath, stay with that even one-to-one breathing. That is a nervous system regulation tool, and I like to combine that with our aroma for added power. So just keep breathing in gently in and out. Belly breaths happen when our lower ribs go to the side. And as you breathe, begin to notice any ease you feel in your body. Again, tuning into our body, that interoception, noticing what our body is telling our brain. And what is happening with your emotions as you breathe? We allow them at this point to shift and flow. We're not pushing or pulling in any particular way. Our brain knows what to do with those emotions. And as that starts to move and flow, and you begin to settle, because it will happen, this process with aroma is guaranteed to work. There's no way it can't not work because of the way aroma connects to our brain in a unique way. And I'll share more about that when we're done. So as that starts to move and flow, notice any inner wisdom, new thoughts, new ideas, a new way of looking at your situation. The opportunities may be ahead of you. Nice deep breaths. If you have some pen and paper handy or some app on your device to record your ideas or thoughts, jot them down in this moment, or at least make a mental note. And as you feel complete and come out of your practice, you can sit with this for as long as you'd like. Again, the guide is up at the top of the room so that you remember the steps. And I send a recording that I recorded. There's some Clubhouse recordings that I send because some of the things I share are so good, like today's about the nervous system earlier. But there's a dedicated recording so that you can download that to your device and have a guided reset anytime you need to settle. And once you get used to those four steps, I send a little graphic along with it too, so that you can remember the steps before you inhale and breathe. So connecting mind, body, and emotion is so powerful. And then using our sense of smell, I promised I'd share why that's so powerful. So we have five senses: sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. And our sense of sight, sound, touch, and taste, they stop at a particular part of our brain for processing. That part of our brain decides what's important input and what's unimportant. And this is why, for example, you can be walking across the street and stumble, hurt your ankle, and maybe you even fall to the ground. You can get up on that hurt ankle and get across the street because our brain decides the pain in your ankle is not as important
as getting up, mobilizing your muscles to get across the street. And so it's that powerful, our brain. It can decide that particular input is not a priority at this time with sight, sound, touch, and taste. But with our sense of smell, the brain does not have that filter. It cannot filter out our sense of smell. It's that way by design. When you smell smoke, you react. It needs to be that way. Our sense of smell is the most primitive of our five senses. So it's so powerful because it needs to be that way. It's designed that way. So we can use that to our advantage because our brain will automatically accept the aroma, whatever it is we choose. So whatever you chose to use, that goes to our olfactory bulb in our nose, up through our brain, directly into our brain from the olfactory bulb, straight to the amygdala, the limbic system, where our emotions and thoughts tend to get hijacked. Some call it our primitive brain, some call it our instinct brain. So whatever you choose to call it, that part of the brain has a direct connection to our sense of smell through our nervous system and our olfactory bulb. So that's why aroma reset is so powerful, because it combines the science of our nervous system, neuroscience, along with our sense of smell to amplify the effect. So I do a lot of study of somatic practices. I incorporate those into my own healing journey and share them with my clients. But I also have found nothing as powerful as this aroma reset. So I will often combine aroma reset with somatic practices, somatic meaning of the body. So different practices to help us calm our nervous system, release nervous system energy, increase that interoception I was talking about earlier. So a lot of these things are becoming more known than they were when I began my journey years and years ago. And it's very, very helpful. So there's a lot of work being done out there to learn about how these things work. So a lot of the practices I began using years ago, I now have a deeper understanding of why they worked. I actually learned as a child how to use my breath and thought to settle my nervous system. It was just the way I instinctively learned to cope and deal with the stress that was happening in my home at the time. And so I would just sit there and breathe and focus on relaxing. And I had no idea, in fact, scientists at that time had no idea that that was even a thing in the 60s. So I think the work of some of the scientists now only happened in the 70s, late 70s, 80s. So it's amazing what we can instinctively learn to tap into and use that power to heal ourselves, settle our nervous system. So Daphine, you've been with us the entire time. And if there's anything you feel like sharing of your experience, I'm sorry, my smoke alarm is going off. Let me just close the door. It's my patio. I think my husband might be attempting to make breakfast. Oh, such is life on the socials, right? Okay, so if you feel like sharing, you can join me up here. If you feel like typing in the chat, you can. If you would like to connect and keep in touch, I would certainly love to support and encourage you on your journey. You shared in the chat about having lost the job and being overwhelmed. I was the sole breadwinner at the time. I lost my job more than one time. So I'm not you. I don't know how your life is or how it feels for you exactly, Daphine, but I can certainly empathize with what you're going through and the stress that you feel at this time. So at the time I had a mortgage and car payments and I was the sole breadwinner. And it was super, super stressful. I am a spiritual person, so for me, prayer helped a lot as well. But at the very least, I hope the aroma reset does help you and support you in staying calm and keeping focused. Yeah. Oh, Daphne. Yeah, that is heavy, heavy. So as my friend Tammy, who is my co-mod sometimes here, will often say, I vote your victory, meaning I see you having found something better than what you had before, which is actually how it turned out a couple times for me, but I didn't see it at the time. And it took months and things got tight, but we did okay. We kept it simple. We focused on the necessities and we were okay. So I certainly hope that all things work out for your betterment. And please do keep in touch. Message me on the back channel or Instagram. And I'd love to hear how it goes for you so I could cheer you on and support you. I have a group in Facebook for emotional healing and balance. And often on Mondays, I share what is your goal. On Fridays, we cheer you for whatever you accomplish. The Hey Girl You Can Club also has that. So if you, I think you're already in the club. You're welcome, Daphne. On Mondays, as you may or may not know, they have a share your goal. And on Fridays, they have a share your win, even if it had nothing to do with your goal. So that room happens in about 9 minutes. And it's a great group of women to connect with for encouragement. Hey Girl You Can is the only house that I'm kind of active in at this point besides my own because of Tara and the women in that room, in that house, and how they encourage and support one another. And you may make some connections. You never know. You can grab me on LinkedIn too. I don't know what your field is, but mine was technical and I switched to aromatherapy. So there's that big leap that happened. But yeah, I'm certainly here to support you and cheer you on, Daphne, and hope to see you in some of the other Hey Girl You Can rooms and this beautiful group of women. So Minnie, thanks for joining us. Oh, Danielle Stevens, Minnie Mouse. Good to see you here. Yeah. And I see you were added by Tara. So cool. So cool. So, you know, Tara's so good. So yeah. All right. Oh, you too, Daphne. You were added by Tara as well. Very good. Yeah. So you guys know how good it is in here. All right. So Beth, we're just about done. Thank you for joining me for my practice this morning. If you don't have the guide, you can grab that or catch one of the replays in my profile. Connect with me on Instagram. I share a lot of how to manage and navigate overwhelm, procrastination, inner critic. I have a history of trauma and I am on a healing journey. I invite you to join me in and as we support one another. So thanks for being in this space with me this morning. And I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day. I wish you well on finding a job too, Daphne. Bye, everybody.